we'd like to thank our great sponsors, Crocius Landscaping Nursery and Garden Center, Paul Bunyan Nursery, and Baker Garden and Gift. Dave, good morning.
Well, good morning, Sandy.
It's so good to see you.
Well, it's nice to be here. I wish I could have brought a little better weather, but we'll keep working on it.
We already have a text message to get to, and our phone numbers are 237-5948, 800-880-5346.
All right, Dave, welcome back, buddy.
What's good to be here, Jack?
You are one of the sure signs of spring. Have you spotted any robins or any crocuses or any sure signs of spring?
No, I haven't. Usually, but when we start, I've got some tulips coming up, getting frozen back. But this year, I haven't seen a sight of anybody.
Right off the bat, someone has texted us at 35270. It says, welcome back, Dave. I need to power rake my yard this spring. I haven't done it for quite a few years. There's a lot of trash. Saturday's supposed to be in the low 60s in my area. Do you think it's too soon to do it, or should I wait until the temps are
It would be too soon to do unless your lawn is totally thawed out and it's dry. The big thing about, power raking is it puts a lot of pressure on the grass roots, and if it's still wet, you're going to tend to damage the root. So you want to wait until the lawn is dry to do that. Even with raking, a leaf rake, you can go out when it's still pretty damp and it's not going to hurt it. But if you're going to use a solid tooth rake or power rake, you want to make sure it's dry enough so you walk around on the lawn and you're on your stocking feet. They're not going to get damp or wet. So I would guess that there's not very likely to be Saturday.
And so thanks for that text, 35270. And, in years past on our inaugural show, more than once, as a matter of fact, we have talked about rehabbing our lawn after having sandbags on them and such as that. So we don't have that to go through this year.
No, we don't. No, we don't. That's one blessing. We don't have sandbags and we don't have flooding to worry about. So there's some positives of this spring.
We'd really love you to call 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. Those texts are handy too. We've got another one. Dave doesn't have to put his headphones on for texting. Jack and Sandy and Dave, I have apple trees that never keep apples on through maturity. Any idea what's wrong?
Whoa. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, that's tough. I know that they will shed. They will shed some fruit. If they're in very shady areas, they would tend to drop more fruit, but I don't know why they would drop everything. It's what you may do if you get a heavy crop of fruit. You may go on and thin them out yourself so there's a lot less fruit on. That might help. The other possibilities, you might look at fertilizing. If we get a real dry period, you might want to water. But I don't know of any reason they would shed all their fruit. I know that newly planted trees the first year will sometimes get flowers and have fruit, and they will fall off because they're just not established well enough. But a mature tree, I don't have any reason why they would drop everything.
By the way, someone just texted again, my surprise lilies are up. Proper name is Jerusalem Lily. Welcome back, Dave. Now, let's go to the phone. They're packing in like crazy. You got to put your headphones on. It'll mess up your hair, Dave.
I'm set.
All right. Hi, Patrick. You're on Plant Talk with Dave DeCock.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Dave. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Say, I've got a tree in the front yard. It's just a sapling type tree, and it grows pink flowers in the spring, and then it has little red berries.
Yeah, flowering crab. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what. I didn't know that my wife does, but she's right. Always afraid to call you.
Right.
But
okay.
We've got woodpeckers that have been after that tree and have just peeled the bark on it. Is there anything you can spray it with without hurting the birds? Or
well, I don't think hurting the birds would be that bad. But anyhow, we won't go there. But because they're a terrible nuisance. If they don't bother your tree, it's going to be somebody else's.
Well, she feeds them all year long, and she has suet and everything else out there for them. But they have been peeling the thin bark off it.
Right, right. Now, do they seem to be in just one particular place on the tree, or is it just all over the tree? Or
it's just kind of all over the tree now.
Okay. Usually what we recommend with woodpeckers is out of sight, out of mind. And basically what that means is woodpeckers or sapsuckers that are flying around, they will see damaged areas on trees, and they're attracted to that particular area. So if on the main trunk you've got some areas where they're working, and you can get a hold of some burlap or rags or something and loosely wrap it around that area and then tape it or tie it in place so they don't see the damage, they'll tend not to be attracted to that area. And also leave it loose enough so there's any wind at all, it blows in the wind, and that's going to discourage them. As far as the smaller branches, that's not such a big problem there, because the once the if the main trunk is okay, the tree is okay. So
the main trunk is what's getting it.
Right, right. So if you can find some burlap or old rags or old sheets or something, just loosely tie them around and tape it in place so it doesn't blow away, but so it still flaps in the wind, that will tend to discourage them from coming to your trees. There's really nothing I know of that you can spray on there or that you could do to keep the woodpeckers away. They tend to be attracted to areas that have been worked on before.
All right, Patrick, good luck to you. Let us know how it works out for you. Hi, Dale. You're on KFGO and Plant Talk.
Hi, Dale.
Hello. How you doing?
Good.
I got a two-part question, and I'll hang up and listen. Is it too early to throw grass seed on your yard and let it just sit there? And also, are you better off getting the grass seed from a nursery or the big box stores? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, as far as putting grass seed down, the problem is grass seed doesn't germinate until the soil temperature warms up. If you put it out there, it's just going to be a good source of food for wrens and sparrows and every other little bird that likes seed. They're going to clean that up for you. So if you put it out there now, they're just going to clean it up. So I would give it at least 2 weeks to a month before I put it out. The soil should warm up good before you put it out. As far as the grass seed, where you buy it at, the big thing to do is look at the label. And generally, the cheaper the grass seed is, the poorer the quality or the poorer the varieties that are in the grass seed mix. So I think if you can find a greenhouse or nursery or something like that that's got bulk seed, then you can look at the label, see what you're getting. What they tend to do for cheap seed is they tend to put a lot of annual ryegrass and other things in there like that, which will build up the bulk of the seed and the weight, but they're really not great things to plant. So if you got sunny areas, you want something with an awful lot of bluegrass. If you got creeping red fescue, shade, you want some creeping red fescue.
Here's a quickie, a text at 35270. Will wave petunia seeds that were frozen sprout into seedlings?
I don't think freezing would be a problem. The other thing you can do if you want to check for sure is take a paper towel, sprinkle a bunch of seeds in there, moisten it, roll it up, and put it in a plastic bag someplace it's warm. And fairly soon you'll see if those seeds are going to germinate or not.
It's happened a couple times to me. I've got some plum trees and an apple tree.
Right.
That I didn't get any protection on, and the rabbits took care of the bark for me.
Oh, God.
And it's about 18 inches worth of bark that's missing.
All the way around?
Anything? It looks like it. I can't get out to the yard yet, but it looks like they really, really chewed them up.
Okay, well, what I would do, and I don't know if it'll do any good or not, I would, if you've got some latex water-based house paint, just take that out there with a paintbrush and just paint the area over good so it seals it up. And
yep.
if there is enough bark left there, and it gets up, then the tree will live. If there isn't, it won't. But the paint will then keep it from drying out. So if there is some damage, it'll protect it, you know, from getting worse. So I would certainly go over and paint them over good. Beyond that, I'm not sure there's much you can do. I guess in the future, what I would do, I'd get a piece of chicken wire or two pieces and make it into a cylinder shape and put it around the trunk of those trees so those darn rabbits and voles and whatever else can't get to the trees. And what you can do then is when we get snow, you can go out and pull that wire up higher, just move it up as the snow moves up, and that'll keep the rabbits away from the trunk. But, they're terrible on trees, and there really is no predators for rabbits, so.
Good luck, Armin. Thank you for calling. Kay, you're on Plant Talk on KFGO.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Dave. Say your first question about the apples falling off before they were mature.
Right.
I ran into this problem with somebody, and they had the apple tree, said, well, our apples always fall off before
right.
we get a frost. Well,
oh,
I went over
okay.
and checked it out, and it was a variety that
matures
in late August.
Oh, sure, sure.
And so they said they never get apples.
Okay.
Well, they were the best apples in the world. So.
Okay, well, that makes sense. You know, I should have thought of that, too. But I just didn't. I assumed that people would, you know, when they start turning red, most people are anxious. They'll pick one or two, and they'll try them. And so usually people are ambitious enough or gung-ho enough to get the fruit, they'll check them when they start to get ripe. So I guess I didn't even think of that, but that is a good possibility. Well, thanks for calling.
Plant Talk Day, Thursdays during the growing season. Okay, I know nothing is growing right now, but we have Dave D. Cock and open phone lines at 237-5948, 800-880-5346. You can text us, pull over, and text your question to Dave D. Cock to 35270. Our phone lines are wide open at 237-5948 and 800-880-5346. You can yell out on the street if you wish. And Dave, we do have a text.
Sounds good.
Hi, Dave. Is it all right to trim a bittersweet back now, or should that only be done in the fall? And what is a bittersweet?
Well, a bittersweet is a vine. It's a vine that, you know, it's a vining plant that grows, has nice orange berries on it in the fall of the year. And pruning now would be fine. You could have done it in the fall, but you can certainly do it now. So, yeah, right. There's no problem there.
All right. Just want to do something, you can do it.
Right. Yeah. You want to do it. It's like pruning apple trees or your other trees. Most of them, it would be fine to prune now.
Steve has a question for you, Dave. Go ahead, Steve.
Good morning,
Steve.
Dave.
Yes.
My wife, I'm actually calling for her.
Okay.
But anyway, she wants to plant tulips at the lake, and it's very sandy soil.
Right.
What's the right time of year or the best place to do it, sun, shade type thing? Or
well, of course, the sunnier the better. You know, they just, the thing with tulips, they need good sun so that after they flower, they grow through the season, and they rebuild the bulb so they flower again the next year. Typically, we plant tulips in the fall of the year. Usually early, mid-September is the ideal time for planting, so this wouldn't be a good time of the year, and I'm not even sure this time of the year that you could find a place to buy them. So,
fall
would be the ideal time.
Watering, is there an issue there?
Big thing is you get them planted. When you plant them, you water them in good, and they will root into the soil before winter, and then the following spring, of course, they'll come up and flower.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dave.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Here's another text. Dave, best way to kill daylilies. I suggest at night. They're always so surprised.
Right, yeah. I assume with daylilies, they're probably talking about the old type daylily that's very weedy and very grassy. Digging them is probably your best bet. Otherwise, you could try using Roundup or some other grass killer. But daylilies are pretty tough to kill with a herbicide. So I would say dig as much out as you can. If they start to come back, then use a herbicide on them.
Hey, Pat, you're on KFGO with Dave D. Cock. Go ahead.
Hi, Pat.
Hi there, Dave. I've got a problem. I've got some older orchids that I want to start new, Phalaenopsis.
Okay.
They have the roots growing out of the top of them, but the leaves are getting so big and they're getting so heavy I can't handle them anymore.
Right, right, right. Well,
I have taken the stalk and turned back the little piece on the stem and gotten second blooms to them.
Right.
But I need new plants.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I'm not an orchid specialist at all. I really don't know. I think your best bet would to go. You could certainly check with the extension offices, Todd down at Cass County Extension. You could check with him, see if he has any information on growing orchids. Orchids is one of those type of plant which is very specialized, and it's something which I guess I've never done, so I don't know. But I would check with Todd, see if he's got information. The other thing you could do is search on the internet and see if you can find something. But I guess I really don't know how you'd go about rooting orchids to start new plants.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Boy, that's pretty exciting to think that she has orchids that are doing so well that they're just too heavy to horse around.
Right, right. That's well, she's a lot more talented at orchids than I am. Well, so
that I tell you, that is a real art. Hello, Jeannie, you're on with Dave D. Cock on KFGO.
Hi, Jeannie.
Dave, we have a willow tree that we planted 8 years ago as just a young tree.
Right.
And 2.5 years ago, it took a really hard hit in a windstorm and broke.
Right.
And they told us it wouldn't survive, and it has. It's beautiful now.
Okay.
But for 3 years, or for these 2.5 years, we have done no trimming on it.
Right.
It's, you know, going to be budding out here pretty soon.
Sure.
Can we trim the umbrella part of that tree before it starts budding?
You certainly could. That would be a good idea to get that done. It's better if you can prune them before they leaf out for most things. So I would say yes. Okay. If you can get it done now, it's an ideal time. Most of the snow is gone. They haven't started to bud. So it'd be an ideal time to do the pruning.
And because of the damage 2.5 years ago, that should have resolved itself by now,
now
right?
The damage, what happened? Did it split or did it break?
A whole branch just split. And we took and we kind of corded it up and just babied it for 2.5 years.
What
and
you,
it looks great.
What you could do if it looks weak there yet is you could drill, take electric drill and drill a hole through that branch into the trunk and put a rod or something there to hold it in place. Because it usually, usually what happens is when they split like that and you tie them together, they always tend to be weak. So if you if you're looking at taking the binding or the rope off that's been tied,
we took that off last year, Dave.
And it's still okay. It hasn't broken again.
Absolutely perfect.
Then you should be okay. You should be okay. But just go ahead and do the pruning now.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate the call. Kay is back here. Hi, Kay. You're on with Dave Dukak, our KFGO.
Hi, Kay.
Hey, hi, Dave. Killed those old orange weedy daylilies last summer with yellow Roundup, the glyphosate with the triclopyr in it.
Okay.
And planted tomatoes in their place the same year, and we had gorgeous tomatoes.
Good.
So it does work if all else fails.
Okay. Sounds great. Thanks for calling.
All right. You bet.
Yeah, bye-bye.
It's always good to have a master gardener as a friend.
That's right.
Thank
That's
you
right.
for the call.
Somebody that can take care of the ones that I don't get.
237-5948 or 800-880-5346. So you can and you can also text us at 35270. And the weather was, as you recall, during
our past few months, it was a little cold.
It was extremely cold, and so plants perhaps that were used to having done well, are they going to be endangered by that extreme cold?
Well, the one thing is we really never got extreme, extreme cold. We didn't get any 40 blows or anything like that. We had a lot of cooler than normal temperatures. I don't think we had any really excessively cold days, so I would think they would be, I would think they would be all right. But
I think today's excessively cold, Dave.
Well, for this time of the year, But I mean, we didn't get any 40 below, so I would think they'd be okay. But there are some plants like your barberries and some of those which are a little bit borderline in hardiness. We'll have to wait and see what happens once they start to leaf out and see if there's any dieback. But it would be things like barberries, wajillas, some of the others which are just a little bit borderline for this area. They would be the ones that I would expect to have problems if we have problems.
I'm going to take get a market update in a moment here. Someone texts us, "Welcome back, Dave. Missed you. Moved into a new house last year. No lawn, yet need to probably bring in some soil to level it out. Would you advise tilling the dirt before seeding?"
I would advise if you're going to bring the soil in, make sure you get it leveled, water it good so it gets packed down as much as you can before you do the seeding. The big thing is you want a fairly solid, firm seed bed before you put the seed down. Otherwise, what will happen if it hasn't settled really well before you plant it? It's going to settle after you plant it, and then you're going to find that it's going to be a little bit rolling, a little bit hilly. So you're not going to have a nice smooth lawn. So you have to make sure it's packed and down really well before you put the seed down.
Text message, Dave Dukak. Welcome back, by the way. I am building a house at an old farm site. The ground is ruined by gopher mounds, fixed dens, and any hills. Do I have to dig it all up to level the ground? Also, what type of grass seed grows the best to start a lawn? I've heard mixing barley with grass seed accelerates growth, Dave.
Well, what the barley would do or rye or anything like that, those are basically cover crops. They come up very much faster than the lawn seed does, and they provide some protection. Annual ryegrass is another one that's commonly used in grass seed mixes to do that because they come up quickly. If it's a sunny area, you certainly want Kentucky bluegrass or at least a mix that's got a lot of Kentucky bluegrass in. If it's more shaded area, you want a fair amount of creeping red fescue. It does much better in shady areas. As far as the bed itself, you want to level that. Not necessarily does it need to be worked, but you need to get it leveled first before you start. If you've got gophers there, you may want to look at ways to get rid of the gophers before you start planting the lawn. Otherwise, your gopher mounds in the lawn isn't going to be a good deal.
All right, very good. We do have time to take a call at 237-5948, 800-880-5346.
Yeah, you're projecting any problems with snow mold?
It's hard to say what's going to happen. You know, I haven't seen any in mine, and usually I have some, but we had my backyard didn't have that much snow, so I guess I would expect there wouldn't be. The big thing to do is keep your eyes open. If the snow banks melt away and you've got areas where the grass is matted down and it's all dusty or gray looking, then take a leaf rake and fluff it up.
We have about 2 minutes and 10 seconds to take any phone calls you might have for Dave DeCock, our horticulturist, our king of all things green. And, for instance, Yvonne is here with us. Thanks for calling for Dave DeCock.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hey, Dave. Is it too early to trim, like, new little apple trees? I think they're only 2 years old. And can I go ahead and trim those now before they start
right.
to bud out?
Yeah, apple trees typically are pruned in the spring of the year after the danger of severely cold weather has passed, but before they leaf out. So this would be a great time. I was out doing some pruning on mine yesterday, so today or whenever would be great.
Sure. And one other question, Dave.
Sure.
How about if I decided one of the apple trees are about 2 years old and I want to move it?
Right.
Can I move it soon?
Yes, you can move it in the spring, but you're going to have to wait for the soil to warm up a little bit, dry out a little bit. You don't want to try and do it in the mud.